Last week, the US announced approval to use a drug made by Gilead, it's called remdesivir, in people sick with COVID-19. The picture was confusing because there are a few remdesivir trials going on. So what does it mean and where might treatment research go next? Professor Sharon Lewin, who's director of the Doherty Institute, has a lot of experience in antivirals, especially in HIV. I spoke to her earlier.
Pleasure to be here, Norman.
So just remind us what sort of drug remdesivir is and what the findings have shown, because we get findings from China, Gilead is doing its own trials, and then there's this National Institutes of Health trial, which was covered last week, and Tony Fauci said it was promising.
Yeah, so remdesivir is a nucleoside analogue. It basically mimics the building blocks of a virus. So when the virus is trying to copy itself, it incorporates the drug and that stops the virus in its tracks, essentially.
So we'll start with the National Institutes of Health trial, which is the one which gave it permission, if you like, to be used across America. What did it actually show?
This was a large study and it recruited patients across multiple sites, actually, globally, and the results haven't been published. So all we know is a description of the study and then the results that they've reported. And those sort of details are actually really important because all the trials that you mention are treating slightly different populations of people, some with mild to moderate disease and some with severe disease. So this study from the NIH treated what looks like a very wide range of severity of disease. They said their primary measure was the median time to recovery. And they found that people that received 10 days of remdesivir, and it's given intravenously, had a shorter time to recovery of 11 days versus those that received placebo, and the time to recovery was 15 days. Now, that may not sound a lot, 4 days different, but it's actually a 30% reduction in time to recovery. And they actually looked at mortality, which was this one of the secondary endpoints. The mortality was lower, but didn't reach statistical significance.
Then you've got the Chinese trial, which showed no effect, and you've got another Gilead trial, which showed that 5 days was as good as 10 days, but the only one that's been published was the Chinese trial.
Yeah, so the Chinese study, again, a little different to the US study, meaning they were in hospital, they had reduced oxygen, but they weren't on a ventilator. The Chinese study did actually show a reduced time to clinical improvement, but no difference in death. Now, you should also just say the Chinese study was much smaller, and the Chinese study actually was stopped early because they were unable to reach their target of 325 patients because the numbers of people with COVID-19 decreased in China. And it's important to note that the people in this study were on other medications. And what was really interesting was they actually measured the amount of virus. And you'd think that a drug that's blocking the virus in its traps would have an effect on how much virus is in the nose or in the sputum. And actually, there was no difference.
Interesting or odd?
It's not odd. It just tells us we're assuming it's working as an antiviral drug, but we might not know yet the right way to quantify that virus.
Now, your area is particularly HIV and HIV medications, and Tony Fauci from the National Institute of Health said this is the beginning, we've shown a drug that has an effect, and he lived through that early HIV, and he, in fact, was quite scarred by it because he didn't let certain medications on the market, but they were not very good medications to begin with. Is this a building block that you can build on for better drugs? I mean, what are the other antivirals? Just give us a sense of the landscape at the moment and how hopeful it is.
Yeah, I quite like that analogy to HIV. You know, the first antiviral drug for HIV was called AZT, and it had a very modest effect, no real survival benefit on its own. But then it worked a lot better once you put AZT with even just a second drug, and then eventually we started using three drugs. So if remdesivir is the AZT of COVID-19, this is just the first phase. Actually, I think timing of antivirals will be very important for COVID-19, that you need to use them earlier in disease rather than later. And a lot of these studies are now showing that. So timing of delivery still needs to be worked out. And yes, whether you use it in combination with other antivirals. What are the other antivirals around? Well, most of these are still repurposed drugs, meaning that they're drugs that were developed for other indications, and they also have some activity against COVID-19 in test tube models or in some animal models. So none of them are brilliant, but they may work well in combination. So they include an anti-HIV drug, Keytruda, and maybe some other anti-HIV drugs that look promising in test tube models. And then some drugs that were developed for influenza also seem to have activity against COVID-19 in test tube models.
Sharon, thank you.
Pleasure. Thanks very much.
Professor Sharon Lewin is Director of the Doherty Institute at the University of Melbourne.